Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your RKG community Patreon exclusive podcast. RKGCPEP.
I might have to work on that one.
AGM.
It's fine.
What does that spell out?
RKG could be.
We need to hire people that have a vowel as a first initial to like.
Yeah, we do need a vowel actually. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it ends with pep. I like that.
Oh, RKG pep.
RKG kapup. Kapap. Kapap. This week you'll see our sort of brand new but just more refined structure to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's like what we've been talking about for ages, really, essentially what the podcast has become.
It's evolved, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yes.
And the thing, because we originally started this, is like Agony Ant podcast. We're going to help you solve your problems with schemes and sometimes actual good solutions.
Yeah.
Not to knock the schemes, Rory.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need to distinguish between the two of those.
Absolutely. But like, yeah. I feel like for the last 100 episodes, even 50 episodes, like sometimes we're not even doing problems. Sometimes we go off on really big tangents because somebody says something and it sparks us having a big conversation
about
something.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we thought, going forward, we'll still do problems if people send them in.
Yeah.
But we'll just kind of talk about whatever you send in.
Yeah.
And sometimes people send in like, we'd love to hear your ranking of all the Marvel movies. So we could do that as a special episode.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of our community podcast. It's just what we've always described it as.
100%,
as well.
Yeah. Like, we basically go to see every big movie together as well. We have like a little day out in where we go for lunch and stuff. So, and then it'd be like other times we'll be like, if we liked that film or had something to say about it, and we'd be like, let's fucking talk about that.
Sometimes we've used this podcast as a way to talk about RKG in general and what we're doing in the channel, or when we finished a big series to do a little recap on like, here are our thoughts on Sekiro.
So
it's always become like this like format that can become different things. I think we're just going to lean into that a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. And also like take away the anonymous part of it as well. If you do want to write in with an anonymous problem, I think that's absolutely fine. But you know, if you've got a question or like, it's a good way for you to be part of the podcast in a little bit. We'll read out your names. That's fine. We'll dox you. Don't send your address.
Yeah.
But, you know. But it's basically just sort of formalizing.
It's going to be more freeform, but also more focused.
Yeah. Freeform, focused,
I like that.
Jazz.
I like that a lot.
So this is RKG Kapap.
Kapap.
Kapap, we're still about.
But we changing the logo? We adding in those other letters? Or
It's just a shield up, to be fair, so it's fine. So we don't have to do that.
That's not changed too much.
Yeah. that's fine. Like, that's, you know, don't worry about that. It's cool. It's fine. We change a little bit, but not loads.
Maybe we'll call it Shield Down from now on because it's opening up.
Yeah,
opening
up. Not anonymous, expose yourself. We're going to come get you.
Tell me who you fucking are.
Dox yourself.
Just don't dox yourself. That's where we talk like the street song. Yeah. He's making songs now. He'd be like, just don't dox yourself. I got loads of shit for saying I didn't like the streets. I got loads, and they were like, oh, you just don't get it. I'm like, I don't think there's much.
Well, what's not to get?
Yeah, I get it. It's just shit.
I don't know a lot of street songs.
Dry your eyes, mate.
Count yourself lucky.
That's one of them?
Yeah. That's one
the one that's like, dry your eyes, mate. Oh, yeah. I used to laugh about that song with my brother.
He's quite funny watching interviews with him.
Yeah.
Talk about his craft.
I bet.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah. Huh. Hey, to each their own. Go for it.
Don't be starting more recording artist beef.
Yeah.
You've always got you've got the thing with Mickey B.
I'm going to start.
Can we start some beef for you?
The beef cast, we'll call it.
No, we'll just, like on Twitter, just start some fake beef between you and another recording artist.
I'd rather not.
Really give like the, you know, because that's how you get, that's how, like
drama.
Beef, drama.
But
big time.
We'll do it. Also, we'll like promote it, but it's in the Patreon exclusive podcast. So it's like, you'll have to become a patient to find out what he actually said.
I like this.
Never believe what Roy Power said about Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find out. Behind this paywall. Yeah.
Like in like quotation marks, just fuck off, Mickey. Like Powers hits out at Bubbles.
Mickey. Fuck off, Mickey. You plum.
Who have we?
I can't think of a more.
We've never actually had beef. I don't think we've ever beefed.
We're not beef boys.
We're not beef boys. We're not
beefed.
Yeah. I like, that's the thing, is like, I find it very uncomfortable. I find it really uncomfortable watching like when KSI what's his chops, Logan Paul.
Or official beef.
When they're like having a go, I find that really not nice to watch.
It's all artificial beef. Do you remember that time we were with that very famous YouTuber who I will not name names?
Yeah.
But he was just like, it's all about the drama. It's all about the drama these days. Yeah, he was just like, you've got to start.
I like making
like
nice videos.
Like, that's what people click on. They want to hear the drama. It's like, that's not really what I want to do.
they have been, they are vindicated in some senses. Oh, 100%. So it's fine, but it's also like, you can do loads of stuff and put it online and people watch it. Doesn't mean it's good, does it?
Though? Yeah. Sad. Porn. Sad all the time.
Porn is a good one. Porn's
better
well.
Than, yeah.
Do you remember the other company we the used original, to work with?
Ask more pork.
Do you remember the other company we used to work alongside, again, not mentioning any specific names?
IGN.
And they, no, alongside, oh, alongside.
Oh, Ask Men.
Don't dox yourself.
It's fine.
But at the All Hands, they were like, yeah, traffic's been doing okay. Although we wrote this article about boners and vaginas.
Yeah.
It blew up.
Mm. Everyone's like, oh, like, great content.
So next month, we actually wrote twice as many stuff about just like sex and interviews with prostitutes. Yeah. And it was like, it's all done really well. And it's like, me, yeah, it's just porn.
Me and my colleague and Joe going, let's do a video about sex in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Let's have a look. Are they still going? Yeah, the website's still going.
So if we want something to pop, boys, we should like, it brings no, a sexy twist to it.
But that's
it.
The thing is, like, we would be making videos where we just talk about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, we'll occasionally do a sex question on this, but we don't need to have videos out there. Well, I don't feel the need to have a video out there going.
Can we rank the Dark Souls bosses in hotness levels? Who's the hottest?
I think that's quite fun.
Yeah.
I mean, but
Ornstein probably number one, right? Take actually, off that armor. Let's go to town.
We're doing this.
We've already done which Dark Souls boss you put up your arse.
Yeah.
What
answer all of them.
It was Smile's hammer.
It's Smile's hammer. Imagine that.
Oh, that should have been the first one because we were like, oh yeah, we're gonna, you know, bring out all these like amazing community talking points. Like first one, which Dark Souls boss would you shag? I'll put that down on the long list of ideas. We'll get to it. Don't
Artorias?
We actually like kick things off. I actually thought
that dangly arm.
I'll keep saving it. Save it.
The wanking arm.
This is a really nice one to kick things off. It says, "All right, boys. Technically a primordial slug, as I've loved watching you since the original PTT, but a bit of a last adopter of the RKG patron. Regret not joining sooner, as Shield Up and Early Access Retry has been a game changer." Not a problem, more of a question for you guys. Absolutely fine under the new regime. I work from home, and so I've been catching up on all of Shield Up, listening to the silky, sweet tones of you boys almost non-stop this past month. I'm enjoying Shield Up so much, in fact, that I've tried to listen to other podcasts, and I almost can't be arsed, as I just want to get back to more Shield Up.
That's a very, very sweet compliment.
Yeah. It says, my question is, have you ever watched, played, or heard anything so good it perhaps temporarily or long-term ruins other forms of that entertainment for yourself? I had a similar experience after watching The Raid and Raid 2. By comparison, action in other films/TV just looked really slow and amateur. Complete shite, to be honest. Glad everything is going so well for you boys. You truly deserve it. Long may RKG continue to grow and prosper. That's from Luke.
That Raid one is a good example because I've had not that dramatic, but like similar experiences. If you watch a really good like action movie with good fight scenes, you go back to some of the mainstream
we're
stuff.
We're just phoned in.
It's just like a mess. Like you can't
when action isn't legible.
Yeah.
Like I actually can't stand the flow of what's going on.
That's
here.
Like the new Matrix.
And when you're not confident in your choreography, you can hide it with like that.
Quick cuts.
Whereas
shake,
when they're good at it and you've got performers that can do it, you're like, well, let's just film it with a locked off shot.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It reminded me of when we were doing a weekly Star Wars show before there was lots of Star Wars. We did a show called Rebel Base for IGN. It's our first like proper show together. Do you remember they cast some of the actors who were in The Raid and Raid 2 in Force Awakens.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was like, we dug up this info. We were like, oh man, they're going to be in the show. So then we did a whole episode basically going like, what does that mean for the fight sequences in Force Awakens? Because you're like...
To this day, a very reasonable question.
Because you're like, because basically there was that one shot in one of the trailers, which was Kylo Ren with his, what were they called? The Knights of Ren.
The Knights of
standing, like flanking him.
I completely forgot about the Knights.
Yeah, it was like a thing. Like, hey, I'm Kylo Ren. Yeah. You're the Knights of Ren.
Yeah. Like that shot, I think, is probably about 2 seconds long.
It's like a flash.
Yeah. But there's that shot, and we were like, oh my God, they've hired the Raid guys to be the Knights of Ren.
Would have been the coolest thing in
and
the world.
Why do you reckon they've got them in? Well, obviously.
And what they ended up being was the Kanji Club. Do you remember? And it's like that Irish guy going, like, we're like, or Scottish guy, sorry. It was
do you know Kanji Club?
Tell that to Kanji Club. And the Kanji Club is these guys, sorry, Scottish basically. People, yeah. Sorry, Scottish people.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think I saw that movie once.
Force Awakens is good, man.
It was one
but
of
just
my
don't hire the raid guys to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That must have been axed, right? The Knights of Ren are barely in it. They bring them back in the second one.
They bring
one
them back in the... Isn't that...
No, they don't.
Are they fighting in
the guard room? In the red room?
Or is that just guards?
No, that's just guards. That's just regular dudes.
What a waste of everyone's time.
But we were like, oh, man.
I don't mind Last Jedi. I just mean that whole... Just coming up with stuff that you're never paying off.
Like, yeah.
Why come up with Knights of Ren?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Some shitbox site the other day... did like a tweet that was like, the new Star Wars trilogy is almost 10 years old. How do you think it stands up? And I was like, I saw that tweet and I was like, oh, no way. How long is that? And then I saw like a quote retweet from a very funny man on Twitter. Just quote retweet going like, 7 years old is not nearly 10, you fuckers. Like,
yeah, that's a huge amount more.
It's 30% off.
Yeah.
What a shit tweet.
Us talking about things in the 90s now. That's like us being in the 90s and people talking about the 60s.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I read it and I wanted to pass it on like a curse.
Yeah,
I like
God, I didn't
I
need
like
that.
Being old. I like getting older. The passage of time. This is brilliant. This is new territory for this type of work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I love
fair.
It.
We're like, yeah.
Pioneers.
But that's why we're pioneers, yeah. Our faces on the fucking thumbnails looking shocked by it. It's like...
I found out 7 years is not 10 years.
That's why we can't keep starting beefs, because a teenager is going to beat us up.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I don't want...
Yeah, that's
good. I don't want teenagers slagging me off on TikTok, because I don't have a TikTok account. I don't want to...
The thing is, I did a bit of work for a friend of mine who runs these music awards, and I always edit the intro video for it for him, and KSI was at the awards, so KSI is in the intro video, so I was just using a bit of KSI's like most recent thing. Fucking hell, he's hot. Like, his actual body is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's
got jacks.
Yeah, he's got really.
Oh, he's and like in the video, he's like, it's basically stolen. It's an awful song. Beef. I mean, it's a terrible song. But in the video, he's basically, the director's just stolen loads of shots from Creed 2. So it's like the bits where he's like boxing underwater and shit like that. And you're like, oh, okay.
Is that legal? Is that allowed?
I mean, you can stage it, I guess. Yeah. No, they just go, it's an homage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he didn't just steal the footage.
Oh, no, not the footage. It's like they've redone him, but with KSI doing it instead of Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, is that all right? I was like, that seems kind of offensive.
Yeah, you'd be like, it's a good shot, though.
Yeah.
It's a good shot. That was like, I was interviewing a guy for a job once, and I was like, oh, can you send your showreel in? And he sent me like, he basically had done a load of like YouTube videos, which were like trailer mashups and things like that, that had like properly popped off. Like,
yeah.
like some of them had like 1.5 million views and stuff. He's a really, really good editor. But like, that doesn't come across in your showreel, because he just sent me, and I was like, fuck, you worked on Garden State.
Yeah, you need the context.
He was like, no, I did a trailer mashup of it, but you can't really see that in the showreel. I was like, okay, I'm just telling you, people are going to think that you worked on Garden State or something like that.
Because you included it in your showreel, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sitting opposite this guy and he's like, no, I don't think so.
Well, like, I have.
And you're like, dude, that's what's going to happen. No, I've never had that problem before. It's like, how many interviews have you been on? And he was like, not many. I was like, hello.
Yeah. Dude, it's happening right now.
Yeah. You're in it.
I love that.
So funny. So anyway, Kanji Club did not end up... I don't think they fucking move in that film. I think they maybe run down a corridor and then they get eaten
by... Are they also the Knights of Ren?
I don't think so.
And they just didn't get the Knights of Ren to do anything apart from standing in the road.
Who played the Knights of Ren? Who's fucking Googling that in 2023?
Who was Snoke again?
Knights of Ren. I don't think they were... No, they weren't played by... Mm. By those guys from the raid, man.
Good.
That was a magical little Christmas, wasn't it, when that Star Wars movie came out?
Oh yeah.
And it was
that's
just
a
like
great, that's a top 10 cinema experience for me.
Yeah,
Force Awakens.
It just felt like anything was possible. Mm. Like that movie could have done anything, and it was like, I remember having a good time.
That
like,
was a good time in
yeah.
the
top.
Definitely top top 10, top 5 cinema going experience. But also as working, like I was talking about this with Joe in the pub the other day. because Joe's moving on from IGN, and I was like, we really worked there the best time, because it was like
console launch.
It was like just before all but Marvel and Star Wars became what it was, because now it's obviously quite hard because there's lots more stuff.
But
it was like the build up to prime, the cool bits coming out. All getting to be there for all of essentially like phase one, phase two,
phase three.
Infinity War ends that. So like getting to be there for that, like
Endgame ends it.
That's fucking pretty.
And Overwatch as well, which is good. Yeah.
Overwatch. It was wicked.
Rocket League as well,
and the Knights of Ren.
Red Dead 2.
And the Knights of Ren.
All good. I was thinking about what the guy asked. He's basically saying is like other things wrecked other things for you. Yeah. I think of it like my actual personal self, more on like. When I've something that's wrecked my actual work. Because I remember like on a podcast I do regular features, we regularly do songs and stuff. And I wrote a song called That's Lockdown All Right to the tune of That's Living All Right, the Ovida St. Pet theme tune. If anybody doesn't know, look it up. It's a fucking brilliant song. And I wrote it and I did a music video for it. And then it was all ready to go for the episode that night. And then Bo Burnham released Inside.
Oh.
And like, I'm not saying that Bo Burnham and I move in the same circles or anything like that. Like, he is an actual musician and I'm not. But I do funny songs for regular features now and again. And I just got cold feet about it. And I was just like, I watched Inside and I was like, that is one of the like most genius. That's like a thing you're watching me like, that is actually genius.
Yeah. And then it's quite virtuosic. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, I just got cold feet with the song and I was just like, I hated it every part. I was like, I've never put it on the podcast. Like, I've never used it. And it was like, that spoiled it for me. And I sometimes think that sometimes when I like hear like a Lonely Island song, and I know like they obviously have lots of people working on it, but I'd be like, sometimes I go, I struggle to get my mind around how funny, but also how good the song is.
Yeah.
And that really fucks me up then.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it like that. Yeah. I've had a lot of situations where someone's art has made me feel shit about my own art rather than ruining something else I'm experiencing.
Yeah,
that's hard. It's a hard thing to deal with.
And that, like, my job isn't creating songs for regular features, do you know what I mean? Like, imagine your job.
Oh my God,
was like making funny songs and then—
You saw that and you saw.
And Inside comes out and you're like, fuck off.
Great. Luckily, we are the best at Let's Plays.
Good for you, yeah.
So, not a lot of competition, not a lot to be intimidated by there.
I remember seeing a load of like comedians being really sniffy about Inside because it was like basically why it shouldn't be allowed to be nominated for like this comedy award or something like that. And it was like, well, no, it's technically not stand-up comedy, so it shouldn't be allowed to like to be in the stand-up comedy like awards and stuff like that. I was like, you just know because it'll win everything.
Yeah, but Gary, yours isn't funny.
Yeah.
And his
isn't comedy, so. Fair play.
I think, you know, like premium American drama
has
made it very hard to watch certain British drama.
I think so,
And then, but in recent years, I think I've got back to around that we do things, certain types of things well.
Yeah.
Like some of that quite, or like murder mystery stuff. But like, I think a lot of like, really prestige American drama makes a lot of like BBC stuff look rubbish.
Yeah. Definitely. Even things that I've enjoyed like in recent years. I think like there is something that's just come out, I think, and everyone is going on about. It might be called The British or something or something like that. That is meant to be amazing. But even like, what the fuck? Line of Duty. Like,
yeah. It's compelling.
I liked it, but it's
not quite the same.
No, it's not quite. Like, I don't think. And I don't think rightly so people would be like, you don't talk about it alongside The Wire.
No.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Or you maybe.
What is the most acclaimed British drama of the last 10 years? I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell. Like, I think the thing that we do well, and I don't watch a lot of them, but like, is literary adaptations or period dramas.
Yeah.
I think in America, they look to Britain for that sort of stuff. I don't watch that.
Panel shows with the same 8 comedians on it.
Fucking hell. That's just not a thing in America, is it?
I cannot stand panel shows. I genuinely cannot stand them.
Is it because of geography, maybe, in America? You'd be like, because you're either in LA or New York. But then I guess you can
still
be in New York.
Yeah, that's still true. Make it.
Yeah.
There's enough comedians in either city. I don't know what's like. But then we've got like, I just have no connection to Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Disney have bought Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
I saw this, yeah.
They've bought, like, quite a lot of rights in Doctor Who. And
here we go.
But then, Yes, please. I'll be a bit more. I struggle with Doctor Who. I have no personal connection to it. Yeah. I think a lot of people who like it, they grew up with it, or their dads watched it, or their mums watched it. But
yeah.
Somebody the other day said, oh my God, you can see the Disney play. Because when they were doing junkets for Wakanda Forever, Disney were putting in Doctor Who questions.
What?
Like when they were doing their own internal like assets. And it's just like, they're making it a part of their world.
Wow. Well,
like,
they're going to bring the Doctor into...
No, just like having, you know, then those actors talk about Doctor Who. It's just like you're bringing it to like a wider audience, or you're legitimizing it. Do you know what I mean? You're amplifying Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You're raising it to the level of like that world.
I would have thought you'd be a big Doctor Who fan. Isn't that a big Welsh thing? Everyone I went to school with, university with in Wales, who was Welsh, they were fucking mad for Doctor Who.
I think, you know, like when you do someone's accent and you have to have like a touch point for their thing, your touch point for me is Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
Even though
that's your Rosetta Stone for a Welsh accent.
Oh, I love Doctor Who.
Mine's your ignorant English wanker. It's Cannibal Taffy O'Jones.
Like, how do I've never really clicked with it at all. Like, I just don't, even though lots of it was filmed in Wales, I think that's where people.
But like, I think a lot. When it came back, we were too old for it.
Yeah,
we
the
were.
Eccleston thing.
It's got like a kids' TV tone, and that, I'm not saying that in a hugely disparaging way. No, it has its own tone.
Yeah,
I think as well. I almost think two things. One, I think some people quite like the jankiness of it, so maybe would fear then if Disney bought it that they'd be like they'd actually make it too nice and sheeny and stuff. But then also, I do feel like some people, and I don't think. I just don't have enough time to know what I think about this. Of like,
I don't know. I should also say, Doctor Who, I haven't watched enough of it to have actually a decent opinion on it.
I used to watch the Christmas specials. They were pretty standalone-y. But then
I've seen the odd episode.
Yeah, but then with stuff like, the things like not having it. I don't know. I don't have an opinion on like, is it right or wrong that Disney now own everything and doing it like. It's on the app that I pay for, so I don't mind that. Like, I don't mind it to that extent. But I think people, like, when people are like, but is it fair that they own it?
We've been acquired by Disney.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's actually just gone through now.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
To be fair, honestly, I was, the other day when I was going over the Back with the Bakers show, I was like, this is so, like, I can say that I don't mind, I don't think it's, like, egotistical or anything like that, but it's like, we work really hard on this, so it is, but, like, it made me laugh so much, and it's also, it's put together in such a way that I was like, if I was Capcom, I'd be like, they've got to be our official Let's Play people, not that we want that, and we're chasing anything like that,
yeah.
If I was them, I'd be like, get them in, because our thing is so good.
I guess that's, like, not far off what some companies do, because Xbox have, like, they're Xbox.
They work for Xbox, but they are like
Let's Players, essentially.
Who does your Let's Plays?
YouTubers. We could do that.
Who does your Let's
Guns for Hire.
When we were making the trailer and the art for it, we were talking the other day, I was like, this is better than the art and the trailer that they put out for the DLC.
We didn't know what the DLC was.
Which is really good. But yeah, I think maybe Mad Men would have spoiled quite a lot of, because it is my favorite thing beyond Shadow of a Doubt. And it's like, there's a lot of time, you've only got a limited amount of time, lads. So there's a lot of time when I'm watching something now and I go, and not, but it hasn't happened for ages. And Mad Men's been taken off every bit of streaming. So you have to pay, you have to buy it now. It's not part of Prime. It's not part of Netflix or anything. So I have watched a lot of new stuff, because usually I would give a show very little chance. It was like, if I'm not in after the first episode, Mad Men's going on. Because it'd be like, you were watching something, you'd be like, it's like the thing in Peep Show. It's like, we could be at home watching Heat. If I'm watching a TV show that I'm not into, I'd be like, I could be watching Mad Men right now if I wanted to.
It's funny you mentioned that Peep Show reference, because Peep Show is my Heat,
right,
where I'll be watching a show and I'm like, I could be watching Peep Show right
now. You were watching Heat once and going, oh, I wish I could be watching Peep Show right now. I'm going to watch Peep Show right now.
That's why, like, nothing against, like, what E3 became for that lockdown thing. Because I know a lot of people were going through different things. And then, like, you know that one summer, it was, like, called Summer of Gaming or whatever it was. And it was, like, every single person, you could watch 12 hours worth of live streams of companies doing live streams of their trailers and games and stuff a day. And I did watch some of the Jeff Keighley one for a bit. But then I was just like, I could watch Mad Men.
Oh, beef with Keighley. More beef on the pod.
But I'd be like, I could just be watching Mad Men. Like you're could.
I watched trailers though.
Yeah, if I'm at it, like going to like E3 is such an experience for me. It's like actually being there is the experience. Like the trailers and shit, I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, like, it's harder when you're not in that room, isn't it? Or unless it's like a guess a company like, or a game you really care about.
But even if you're into video games stuff like that, I'd be like, are you gonna watch 12 hours of it? When you like, I'll watch Mad Men and then I'll catch up on the trailers later.
That's the thing is like, it's not 12 hours trailers. It's 4 trailers.
Yeah.
Like interwoven, diluted with just like padding.
Yeah,
that's why it's crap.
Yeah,
like, I love watching the trailers.
Yeah,
because it's just all this crap around it.
Sony have got it well, I think. Like all the Sony ones are always like barely anybody on stage. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, games. Very quick. Games, Nintendo's. To be fair. Because I even like their little playful bits in between.
Oh, we're in
like,
a treehouse. No, you fucking not.
At least you know it's only going to be
like streaming on the same sofa as everyone else.
Nintendo beef as well.
The Nintendo ones are short as well. Whereas like, I don't think anybody has ever said the word no to Jeff Keighley. So he's just like, yeah, it's going to be 6 hours. we got 3 trailers and the rest of it is going to be me
Kojima.
And my awful fashion sense sitting on a sofa with my mates. Is that right?
This is real beef getting thrown right here. Yeah. Where Nintendo do the cute little thing where they're like, thanks for watching. Before we go though, how about just one more trailer? And then it's like fucking Zelda or something crazy.
Are we not going to tell you when it's out? Because we don't fucking know.
Yeah. It's out when we say it's out. How about that?
It's out when she dies.
And then you hear from off camera, Miyazaki's broken in. Wanker!
They do E3 this year, right? It's coming back.
We're hosting it.
With Disney.
We're hosting it.
Well, we were hosting it with Keighley, but he's a patron. Yeah. He's a
he's got an email now.
Fuck that, man.
Unbelievable.
Right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Our first Ming and a Fair Play in the 200s.
Of the second age.
Of the second age of Shield Up. I have a Ming and a Fair Play that is undoubtedly a double Ming-in. And I'm wondering if what was said to be was Weemu's fair play. I was also curious which of the three of you guys will think it's more Ming-in.
Ooh.
I make dentures for a living, and I work at many retirement homes as well as hospitals for people who are bedbound or have dementia.
What's that thing? I didn't know. I don't know what that thing is he makes.
Dentures, false teeth.
False teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Every Tuesday, I work afternoons at one specific hospital near my clinic. After 6 years of going to the same hospital one afternoon a week, a nurse stopped me and asked who I was, since she had seen me around before, but infrequently. I told her I was a denturist and that I see patients once a week at her hospital. She immediately started gagging and said she despises dentures and that they grossed her out more than anything. I later asked one of the staff I know well what her deal was, to which I was told she's a nurse who specializes in foot and toenail fungus care for bedbound patients. Now, my first thought was, how dare you gag at what I do when you do something arguably more disgusting? But I am objectively aware that dentures are gross and I'm looking into the mouths of people who cannot physically take care of themselves. It doesn't bother me, however, and it's just another day at work, so to speak. So like I said, which is more minging, dentures or feet? And was her line of thought fair play? Cheers, boys. That's from Dan Kilray.
Damn. No, her line of thought was not fair play. That's so rude.
It's quite rude.
To judge anyone's profession really like that.
It's also
like,
what... You're essentially making like a prosthetic to help people who no longer have their own teeth.
If you make someone like a prosthetic arm, you wouldn't be like, oh, fucking hell, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's just helping them out. Like they're both helping people. Like, I mean... I'd probably rather do the dentures than the foot fungus. What's the foot fungus look like?
Yeah.
My head is mushrooms. But
thing is, I know people have, you know, some people have like big problems with feet and stuff like that. Like,
I do.
I don't really have a big problem with feet. I kind of, I don't know.
You're into it?
Yeah, but like.
I just don't know how minging
it would be pretty
that could look. Like, I have no problem with regular feet.
This
but
is
if that's like.
But I saw.
A clicker.
I saw a chiropodist take my nan's big toenail off because it was like so infected because she had really, really bad ingrowing toenail.
Yikes.
And I watched them take it, like, why? Literally like clamp it. Oh, I don't know. I just kind of liked it. It was just kind of fucking weird. I know. I can picture it now. It was so gross. It was unbelievable.
That's one of those things I assume is just seared into your brain forever.
But that's the thing. It doesn't bother me. Like, I'm not. Feet don't bother me at all. So. But it was like think about like it was what like
a fungus
pus,
though.
It was like it looked like pus basically. It was like green and yellow pus.
If you guys, were having a child,
yeah, together,
would you watch it come
one day,
out?
God willing?
Would you watch it come out? Would you do the whole behind the curtain?
I'd watch it come out of Gav.
100%.
Yes.
Come out of Gav.
Oh, it's coming out of me. I'm being juniored. Yeah, 100%.
We live stream it.
Yeah, what? Yeah, well, your own child coming out.
I'm not squeamish about stuff.
I get
stuff
barrier.
Like
that. Yeah. Right up there.
I'm not squeamish about stuff like that.
No, I've seen videos of
you've baby. Seen it.
I've seen baby being born. Yeah, on like medical documentaries.
Wow,
it is quite full on to be fair.
Yeah, I think I would do it. If my wife was like, I'd like you to see it, I'd be like,
so not if you wanted to,
out of solidarity.
I think most. I don't think it's like the 60s now where like the man goes and sits in the waiting room and smokes and
involved. You're involved.
I think you are kind of involved. I think like
breathing.
Yeah. So cutting the cord if you want to and shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Can I bring my own sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm up for it.
You're not going to be the sword. That is made out of foam.
Yeah. You're not going to be the first person who's requested that. Like a person who's like really into sabers and stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a thing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
In terms of this.
So this is a question, which is more minging?
Which do you think is more minging? Working on fungal feet or working on fake teeth?
Well, all we can say is from our own perspectives. Yeah. I'd
probably say the fungal, just because we're saying fungal. We're
it's
not saying feet.
Yeah,
because with the dentin, we're not saying fungal mouth, are we?
No.
Yeah. No, so I'd say, like, the teeth don't bother me at all.
Because it's false teeth, so you're working on the dentures and you take them out.
Yeah, and right.
I don't mind like gummy old people. They're quite cute.
Yeah, really cute.
Yeah.
Gummy old people. Do you know like jelly babies? They once did jelly babies that were old people. They called them geliatrics.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It's quite good, isn't it?
We used to have a long-time boozer at the pub I worked in that I've definitely told stories about him before on the podcast, but he regularly used to leave his false teeth in one of the pint glasses. You'd be cleaning up at the end of the night and you'd be like, fuck, man. His name is the Squire as well, which is Paul Edwards the Squire.
The Squire.
So he'd call up the next day and you could hear he's like, Gummy, he's like, my teeth, they'd be like, yeah. And then he'd just come down and collect them. And like, he's a different guy in the morning after to what he was drinking. And he'd come down, he'd write really sheepish. He'd be like, hi, yep, cheers. Okay, bye.
I thought he might be using it as like I guess while I'm here collecting my teeth, I'll just have a quick pint. And then he'd be back in for another round.
Because I used to live around the corner from my friend Liam, and he used to do that to me all the time. So like, we'd meet for breakfast and I'd be hanging out with my ass. And then the breakfast was right next door to one of our locals. And he'd be like, oh, I left my hat in Noel's the other day. Do you mind if we just pop in and get it? I was like, yeah, absolutely, man. Like, as we're walking back, and I'm like, I'm going home and I'm going to sit on the sofa and cry.
Yeah.
And he's like, you go in, he's like, yeah, can I get 2 pints, please? And then they would pour him, and I'd be like, no.
Again.
Don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me.
That's
and he's
sneaky.
Like, I've already paid for it now. And you're like,
you bastard.
I can't be mad at you because I'm drinking booze and I love it. I definitely think being. It's like specifically being a nurse who is to do with fungal infections.
I don't think she should be so judgmental.
Yeah, that's a wild thing to do.
Because you're both helping people at the same place.
Yeah. I think like, you know, the profession of nursing has to deal with a lot of these things.
Yeah,
it's like, it's weird to have a hang up on one and not the other.
Also, I just think it's just generally rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if I met someone whose job, but it was like, wasn't my cup of tea, or that I would find it, I wouldn't go,
that's
disgusting.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's so rude. That's crazy.
So you should be happy people are doing those jobs.
Absolutely, yeah. So what we're saying then, fungal infection nurse is more minging than someone who looks after dentures.
Yeah, yeah. I would say personally,
And not only that, but her line of thought was also minging.
I'm rude.
Not on. Yes. Not that on. Was the not most on. Minging part. Her personality.
You know what's most mingling about? Yeah. Her heart.
Yeah. I think she's got an infection in her soul, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
And there ain't no fungal cream to cure that.
Amazing. Here we go. That's the first episode of Shield Up under the new regime. We tackled some nice, funny things there.
RKG.
RKG Kapep.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't because it's got to be that now.
That's
Shield Up. / RKG Kapep.
Why wasn't that part of the meeting?
Yeah. If you want to get this, you can bit.ly / shield up, capital S, capital U. See you next week.
Bye bye.